Welcome everybody, and good to see you all, especially those of you who are here for the first time. If this is your first time, welcome. Don't worry, we always start from the beginning. There's nothing you need to know. In fact, it's better if you don't know anything, trust me. So this evening, I wanted to revisit the subject of what we do with our thoughts as we meditate. And for all of us, there are times when we meditate and it can feel, I don't know, a little frustrating, or we can be surprised with the state of our mind and the number of thoughts and our seeming inability to keep those darn things under control. And sometimes we can allow that to be very discouraging. And the reality is we shouldn't feel discouraged when our minds are noisy, when we can't stop our thoughts or we can't keep our thoughts controlled. And actually, even the words I'm using are a little wrong. I mean, it actually kind of shows the wrong way we think about this. You know, we think about controlling like it's a fight against our thoughts or something like that. But really it's that our relationship with our thoughts and the way we think about our thoughts needs to be looked at differently. And as I was thinking through earlier today, I was remembering that there was actually a very nice piece of teaching by the Tibetan teacher Sogyal Rinpoche. And I found that teaching, and I started reading through it, looking for a passage to read out to you, and realized as I did so that this kind of tricky subject of what we do with our thoughts, he covers it so well in this teaching that rather than read you a passage, I'm going to read the whole thing. So I'm going to apologize up front because it's long. Okay, but I think that it has so much value in it as a teaching and is so pertinent to what we do that it is worth reading the whole thing completely. And I will, over the next few days, I'll put the link up to the whole passage on the website so that you can find it and read it for yourselves in your own time. But for now, I'm going to read the whole thing. Like I say, it's a little longer than I normally read, but hopefully that's okay. So the teaching's called The Mind in Meditation. What then should we do with the mind in meditation? Nothing at all. Just leave it, simply as it is. One master described meditation as mind suspended in space, nowhere. There's a famous saying, if the mind is not contrived, it is spontaneously blissful, just as water. When not agitated, it is by nature transparent and clear. I often compare the mind in meditation to a jar of muddy water. The more we leave the water without interfering or stirring it, the more the particles of dirt will sink to the bottom, letting the natural clarity of the water shine through. The very nature of the mind is such that if you only leave it in its unaltered and natural state, it will find its true nature, which is bliss and clarity. So take care not to impose anything on the mind or to tax it. When you meditate, there should be not effort to control and no attempt to be peaceful. Don't be overly solemn or feel that you are taking part in some special ritual. Let go even of the idea that you are meditating. Let your body remain as it is, and your breath as you find it. Think of yourself as the sky holding the whole universe. When people begin to meditate, they often say that their thoughts are running riot and have become wilder than ever before. But I reassure them and say that this is a good sign. Far from meaning that your thoughts have become wilder, it shows that you have become quieter, and you are finally aware of just how noisy your thoughts have always been. Don't be disheartened or give up. Whatever arises, just keep being present, keep returning to the breath, even in the midst of all confusion. In the ancient meditation instructions, it's said that at the beginning, thoughts will arrive one on top of another, uninterrupted, like a steep mountain waterfall. Gradually, as you perfect meditation, thoughts become like the water in a deep, narrow gorge, then a great river slowly winding its way down to the sea, and finally the mind becomes like a still and placid ocean, ruffled only by the occasional ripple or wave. Just as the ocean has waves, or the sun has rays, so the mind's own radiance is our thoughts and emotions. The ocean has waves, yet the ocean is not particularly disturbed by them. The waves are the very nature of the ocean. Waves will rise, but where do they go? Back into the ocean. And where do the waves come from? The ocean. In the same manner, thoughts and emotions are the radiance and expression of the very nature of the mind. They rise from the mind, but where do they dissolve? Back into the mind. Whatever rises, do not see it as a particular problem. If you do not impulsively react, if you are only patient, it will once again settle into its essential nature. So I think that's a particularly beautiful teaching, and I'm not going to say much more or any more to add to it because it's not necessary. As we meditate this evening, we'll do a simple breath meditation. And again, reminding ourselves that by allowing our minds to gently rest in awareness of our breathing, and using our breath as a place we can return to when we become distracted. And like Rinpoche says, not trying to control our thoughts, but just allowing them to be. And allowing the dirt, the mud, to settle. And so it slowly clarifies. So any questions before we start? We start our meditation by taking a moment to let go of the things that have been on our mind today. The good stuff, the not so good stuff. Thoughts of the week ahead, the memories of the week just gone by. Recognizing that some of those things are important and some of those things are really not so important. But for now, just giving yourself the gift of being present here to meditate. Becoming aware of the sounds around us, the sound of the traffic in the street, the sound of the air conditioning, the sound of our friends about us. Just being aware and completely accepting of all those sounds. And now turning your attention to the place where the weight of your body presses down through the cushion and the mat. Noticing the sensations of pressure on your feet, ankles, legs, knees, backside. And aware that as your body presses downward, So the cushion, the mat, the chair are all pressing back upward to support you in this place. And beneath them, the studio floor, the foundations, and ultimately the earth beneath us are all pressing back upward to support you in this place. And taking a moment to feel that connection with the earth, the same earth that we share with billions of other people, trillions of other creatures. And from that connection with the earth, noticing your pelvis and your spine arising from your pelvis, taking a moment to lengthen and straighten your spine, maybe moving gently side to side, backward and forward, until you find the place where your body is naturally supported by your spine. And similarly with your neck and your head, gently moving your head, lengthening and straightening your neck till you find the place where your head is naturally supported by your neck. And as your body calms, allowing your mind to calm also. Not fighting with your thoughts, not trying to suppress them. But instead, as thoughts arise, just acknowledging them and letting go. Now becoming aware of your breathing, noticing the depth and the quality of your breath. Noticing the sensations in the whole of your body as you breathe. Noticing the difference in sensations between when you breathe in and when you breathe out. Noticing the in-breath and noticing the out-breath. Noticing the small pause between the end of the in-breath and the beginning of the out-breath. And the pause between the end of the out-breath as your body awaits the arising of the new in-breath. And as we meditate, allowing your mind to rest in gentle awareness of your breathing, not grasping onto the breath, not concentrating as hard as you possibly can, but simply resting in gentle awareness of the process of your breathing. And now, very gently, return your awareness to being here in the studio with a group of friends. And now we'll dedicate the merit. May all beings, without limit, without end, have a share in the merit just now made, and in whatever other merit I have made, may they attain liberation and their radiant hopes be fulfilled.